Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor, and I welcome Thaddeus McCotter, writing about democracy and American greatness. Democracy is said by the Biden administration to be at great risk, even in retreat. And Thaddeus is identifying 3 significant states now where democracy is not only advancing, but thriving. And the Biden administration's opinion is mixed to absent. Thaddeus, a very good evening to you. Let's begin with Iran, because many years ago when you were in Congress, you are a recovering politician, you spoke passionately following the protests in Tehran in 2009, the spring of 2009, the early months of the Obama administration. You spoke of the murder of a young woman by the Basij. And the murder came to nothing internationally. The woman is still remembered, however, in the protests of today. In fact, I've seen her name routinely mentioned as a predicate for the regime challenge now we see all the time, not only in Tehran, but all the cities of Iran. So, beginning in Iran, what is it about Iran that holds the Biden administration back, if it does, about supporting the protests and the move for democracy? Good evening to you.
Good evening to you, John. Well, the article's about the reality that if democracy is in retreat, as the Biden administration claims, they are certainly doing nothing to stop it. And in fact, they are more likely complicit in its expansion. When you look at how they're dealing with Iran, which is basically coddling the regime, excusing it, and arguing for a nuanced view. When you look at what they're dealing with the protests for freedom that were in Cuba, basically excusing it and abetting and being complicit with the regime, asking for nuanced views, regarding the protests in China and the ongoing genocide of the Uyghurs. So when you look at it, their actions belie their statements, and it's very confounding and it's very detrimental to seeing the actual advance of democracy in those nations that are currently occupied by communists and or other dictators and totalitarians.
The Obama administration contained Joe Biden. So these are 2 pieces that go together. What is it that holds Joe Biden back about speaking out in the White House at 9 o'clock about Iran? What is it that holds him back from speaking out in the White House at 9 o'clock at night about Moscow, about Beijing and its brutality towards its own people? What does he get from it?
I don't know why he doesn't do it. I would think any sane, honest individual would see the repression that is occurring in these countries and side with their people and try to at least add moral suasion into the arsenal that they have in their attempts to yearn to breathe free. When you look at it, John, I think a large part of the woke ideology holds that the United States is the font of all evil in the world, systemically racist, it's a horrible nation, and that we are at the place where the left has to first fundamentally, quote, end quote, renew democracy. So when you look at it, John, their own ideology holds the United States is the worst offender of people's liberties in the world. And so what they do now is their talk of democracy and retreat is basically just a domestic talking point so that they can increase their own autocratic hold over the power of government. And we see that through their weaponization of the police and surveillance powers of the state. We see them colluding with big tech to silence free speech in the United States to stifle dissent. We see it with the way that they politicized the Department of Justice to go after their political enemies and other dissenters, especially pro-lifers and others. So what we're seeing, John, is the only place where the left doesn't have a nuanced view of anything is the United States, because they have the comic book Manichaean view that the United States is evil, which it is not. And so instead, they give a pass to regimes that are actually evil and are actually abetting the retreat of democracy throughout the world. In short, yes, I would argue that democracy is in retreat across the globe. And due to their woke ideology, the Democrats are making sure it's here, it's in retreat right here at home.
You remind me of this anecdote that's just come up these last days, that the FBI had 80 agents devoted to watching Twitter and Twitter correspondence, so much so that they were interested in Twitter sites, some of them parody sites, some of them just pranks, where someone would say, don't forget to vote Wednesday. And that was a concern of the FBI, calling that misinformation. It's bizarre because it's so trite. Is that the Biden administration's opinion of democracy at risk? Vote Wednesday?
John, what we're looking at is a continuation of what happened under J. Edgar Hoover. We're saying that the FBI cannot stay within its mandates to actually deal with crime, interstate crime, national crime, and instead they go into politics and they go into politicizing the actions and crushing the dissent of people that they do not like or who the current government does not like. They cannot be trusted with these powers, and in fact, people have understood that for quite some time. Unfortunately, there's been a relapse because now the left does not understand why constitutional rights and civil liberties matter anymore, apparently, because they condone this, and in fact, it's taking place on their watch. Now, the other part of it, which is also very fascinating to me, John, is, again, that the Democrats, who used to be champions of civil rights, now seem to be more than happy to suppress them, and again, even allowing the government to do it. But I think that there's a ray of hope here because our colleague Andy McCarthy's talked about this, and there are two things that come into play. The first is the government colluding with big tech to stifle freedom of speech is much akin to the government using individuals to break the law to obtain evidence. It's the fruit of the poison tree. They cannot do it. The government cannot siphon off to NGOs or other government contractors, the crushing of dissent, and pretend that they're at arm's length. No, it's one big collusion and it's unconstitutional. The second part is I think that you should be able to sue the government for violations of your civil rights when this type of action occurs. And Andy lays out a good case as to why that's possible. So just read it over at National Review or at the New York Post, where he occasionally puts it. These are very good ideas, and these are ways for citizens to fight back. Because in the end, I don't think Ray Edgar Hoover has any more right to crush dissent any more than J. Edgar Hoover did.
To review, do you anticipate that the Biden administration will speak out against the brutality in Iran towards the young people protesting for democracy, or the young people protesting in Havana now and again when they're not jailed, or the young people protesting in China against the brutality of the regime? Do you anticipate the Biden administration speaking out?
I don't care if they speak out in the sense that, because I don't want mealy-mouthed statements. I don't want nuanced statements. I want honest, ringing clarion calls for these people to be free of their oppressors, and I want to see concrete action dedicated towards doing that, short of any kinetic action or military aid. And until they actually do something, rather than just give mealy-mouthed lip service to people who are actually fighting and dying for their rights, I think they are just simply another symptom of democracy in retreat, both abroad and here at home.
Thaddeus McCotter, American Greatness, Human Events. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.
Your child deserves an education that sets them up for success. K-12 knows that learning isn't one size fits all and has options tailored to each child's needs, interests, and goals for the future. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn at their speed, at home, from state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.